This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Critics of mass mail voting point to the problems with government efficiency and the potential for voter fraud. The quick response often is a throwaway line that many states have been doing mail-in voting for years with no problems. The editors of the Wall Street Journal then ask, what do they have that the rest of us lack? Well, for one thing, check out their solid deadlines. For example, registered voters in Colorado are to be mailed a ballot by October 16th. That was last Friday. A person who registers to vote within 8 days of the election won't be sent a ballot by mail, but must get one in person. The state of Oregon is even more strict. A potential voter must be registered to vote 21 days before the election. If you are not registered to vote by last Tuesday, October 13th, you will have to sit out the November election. Ballots were sent out Wednesday, October 14th. The editors make a great point. If Oregon were a GOP state, the rules might be characterized as voter suppression, a cynical attempt to blockade the ballot box. But a deadline is a neutral rule, and running a tight ship is especially vital when many of the ballots are going by the U.S. Postal Service. Clear rules and solid deadlines are not voter suppression. What a contrast these clear rules are to what has been happening in many of the battleground states. Federal judges and state judges in Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin have been changing the election rules and deadlines. In some cases, the Supreme Court may even have to rule to reestablish deadlines. Yes, mail-in balloting can be safe, but only if we learn important lessons from states that have been doing it for years. Changing the rules and deadlines in the midst of an election is not the way to have voter integrity. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.